Thanks for joining us. I'm Catty Kay, sitting in for Diane Rehm. A liberal icon in American politics has died. Senator Ted Kennedy lost his battle with brain cancer last night at his home in Massachusetts. The Democratic lawmaker was the third longest-serving senator in U.S. history. He was known for championing the causes of social justice. He had a hand in nearly every major piece of liberal legislation enacted over the past half century. But it was health care that Kennedy recently called cause of his life. Joining me by phone from New York to reflect on the life and legacy of Senator Ted Kennedy, Edward Klein, author of the new book, Ted Kennedy, The Dream That Never Died. Ed Klein, that's what I'm hearing today, that people are sad at his passing and yet celebrating this huge life and his huge long list of accomplishments.
I think he'd be the last person who would want us, those he left behind, to be morose and full of bathos. I think he
would come in with a big guffawing laugh and make us laugh
he
too.
He would, and yes, and he, you're so right, he would, and he'd probably have a joke to tell as well.
At his own expense.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but one of his favorite topics of humor was indeed Chappaquiddick itself. He would ask people, have you heard any new jokes about Chappaquiddick? I mean, that is just the most amazing thing. Not that he didn't feel remorse about the death of Mary Jo Kopechne, but that he still always saw the other side of everything and the ridiculous side of things, too.
Ed Klein, former foreign editor of Newsweek and author of the new book on Ted Kennedy. We will be taking more of your questions and comments after this short break. We are remembering the life of Senator Ted Kennedy, who died last night after a battle with brain cancer at the age of 77. Do stay listening.